Tene, ngadu dele shue yes, yang darce.
Good morning once again.
Tene, cheke nyamnen je dugala cheke chenyen dure Tene nyam chula nyamnen je no chenyen samba tuba samba gomba tene cheke samala tambo ngondo tene chamro jegore sungrowa chamro jegore janjuge sem saltap gore sta cheke sungore rwa tene chen sungore tene chamro cheke chamro de gande 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 ge chapsu dowa gande je chapsu do gore sna tene chidang ta chapsu dozu de tene cheke ngone jena cheke ngonjo gomdu gona tene chamro sengende gonjo som sengende chidang chilula gom tene chilula gom japne degi da gonjo som gi japge samsung ngonjo changmo gi semla da cheke chilu chasang gi da tene cheke nangbai layang tene yore Tene sangma chilu chasangita chik chap jekindi chik chilo dawuchi. Tene chilo dawu nga chap kin dawuchi ki samu mung chela tende chik chap kindi shendachi. Ta nga la chap kindi shendachi yore dawuchi katuine katuine ngonzo tende chik samlo chi yore ta chik chamdu chibi kapsu yang da chilo chilo gi nga la chap gere samsam chik. Ta mune jena Dende, ya, cedar, wah.
Whatever practice we do, whether listening to the Dharma or contemplating the Dharma or meditating, we begin with taking refuge and rousing bodhicitta. So, when we begin with refuge, how is it that we go for refuge? How do we think about refuge? When we meditate on refuge, we think of the objects of refuge, the three jewels, as external to us, and we pray, I take refuge in the three jewels. Not only Buddhists, but other religious traditions also imagine that these three jewels are something external to us that we're taking refuge in and that are providing us with protection, and that this source of protection is outside of us. We all actually think this way about the refuge of the three jewels.
Dene, chidang de, dene re de, ine ngonde ge cheke chapken de, dene su chap gore, su chap jaya de, rang ni rang gi goin gi, dang gi goin des, ngarang chap ngarang re mado, chapken shen yo ma re, dang ni goin de, shen da su shu gondi jor, sanje rang gi sung go. Rani rangi goinde senda sushi chap gondu jurus.
Gondu.
Goins and chapke.
That's what I'm
saying. Dindugala, tene chapkinde ngarangarang res, senda chapke yamares. Sundugala, ta chapkinde, ngonzu samlola chapkinde, chu senda chikta. Chu senda chik. Lam senda chik yo dengere. Yo mare, ngarang chap gore, ngarang chap tuwa che gore. Hindu, ina yang, tine, kandeche ki chap gogo do, kandeche chap gogo do, sengende, ming de la che se ni ta pare rwa, ming de la che se. Di, so so ki da, nyamnen je tang. Samlo tang cho, nyamnen je tang yi kore di, ta tuengkhen chik inji minji gogudu, tuengkhen ji mena, yang ngarang ngarang chap gire labdu ngarang ngarang chap thuya pe mese khakpu dhau chi cha du teni tuinkin chik la chap su dhau dhau tuinkin diyan tuinkin di yakpo yakpo chik cho du jorba chi lam yang dhakpo tuinkin chik la chap su dhau rwa teni lam yang dhakpo la chap su dhau ne teni lam di khare do lam di khare sha yang thare do we yangda rebe du minduwe. Tene, yangda ina, susu japsu dro. Yangda mena, tene, susu japsu dro ayo mare. Tene, susu, tete, yangda re imin di, susu gi ta, takse tangne, tene, nyamnen jene, takse tangne, nyamnen jene, tene, yangda re du mindu, te jene da, chola japsu dro, sen tene jene, japsu dro tang, Tachike ombu nulbu gi chapsu dhota nindere. Tini chidang ombu tulbu desu chapsu cheo smik tsum tsum rabu chegere. Tidi chike ngone chana chapsu dhota yakbu chike chago amare. Chike jumsen ngenpa tang tini desu kien chamu rabu chungsona tini chamru de pang chamru le deba loru gore. Tende ki ombu tulbu ki chamru jesangde, chamru de des, chikki keng ngenpa rabu jungsu na chamru de yu shakire. Yang keng sambu jichu na chamru de yakbu che, keng ngenpa de treso na chamru de yu. Tidi ombu tulbu ki ta chikdang mik sum sum, ta uni japsu che, ta ngandangpa yin japsu che isla na. Yang dukbu jichungsu na din chamru yu shakire wa. Tima yunpa chikki uni che sengi di uni chabinpa. Unni jab red was. Choosing in Unni jab, winning around a negab gay same like she dip. Then he gave a chimala and she did. Then he sang a gatine and that she did. Unni jab took a red window. Chicky won and chicky jang jabs to draw to by na. Then he jammed the chicky, jammed the chicky, winning pendle your watch. Jammed the la, winning pendle watch younger.
In a sense, this is true, but really the one who protects us is our own self. We are our own refuge. We are our own protection. It said, I am my own protector. There is no protector other than myself. We think of the Dharma... we think of the Dharma as something other than ourselves, but the one that we take refuge in is really, and the one who protects us is really we ourselves. So, but how is it that we do this? What protects us is what we call the Dharma, and so this is what we practice. But in order to practice this path, we need someone to show us the path. We need someone to show us the correct path. So we go for refuge in the one who shows us the correct path. Then having taken refuge in the correct path, we have to see, what is this path? Is it really true or correct or not? If it is, then we take refuge in the path, the Dharma. If it's not, then it's not a correct refuge. So we have to examine this in our own practice to see for ourselves if it is a correct and true path. And if it is, then we take refuge in it. In general, those who are said to have somewhat dull faculties or not the most discerning minds will merely take, just close their eyes and take refuge without really having any understanding of the correct reason or a correct understanding. And this way of taking refuge is really not right. Then if something bad comes along, then they will just give it up and not really, because they don't really understand that the Dharma really is our protection. It's our protection for the present because it develops peace and happiness in our minds, and both in the present and also for our next life. So the real benefit of taking refuge is taking refuge in the way, in a way using discernment and recognizing, determining that this is really the correct path.
Tene indo cheke lam tenken de la yang cheke lam da mida tengere lam da mida tene lam da mida tene so so ta kalba sangbo so so ngune dhane gi cheke kalba sangbo ji ina tene lam sangbo ji lam yang dakpa cheke tenken ji tugere tene so so da do sta da jiremena lam ding ding da bu dang ge tene so so di kalba so so gi kalba sang bo dang tene lam deng hen ga sa ro wa ge we sing in de ya tene dung re pe na ga re sa ka shi gi ni pe na yo re nge ma nge ma sang ji sha shu be ne ga su sang ji sang ji shu du lo ju yo re da ge de ga su ya pe ge we pe kevesingin pe mangbu yore re wa kevesingin pe mangbu da lamdeng mangbu yore ina den de loju loju yore te kapsu da chi loju sena lamdeng gi da de loju ji sena tamse tamse ji yore tini de loma ming de la tini de loma ming de la midunga se gre
midunga
Tene damze gi gegen de gi pe mes gegen de gi kan jam ro wa damze gegen de jam de gi de loma de midung wala ka ti na sem shor ni pe sem ba cha ni ro wa sem ba cha ro wa sem ba cha tene sem ba cha che do tene semba cha jedo da kong ni loma da korang gi choga gi loma ra wa tamse gi loma re tene semba cha jedo tene da gogap puzane ra go ma ren nyam dur ke she gogap yo ma re san yo ma re tene indu ga la ni ma che gi korang gi choga tamse di da wa sum gi ring la lung ba shen da la pe ba re korang kor da je ba lung ba shen da la Kiwis. Tiki do ro.
Tiki do. Jamsi di gebe shinye re.
Korangi korangi lama ro wa.
Re. So there are many masters who can point out a path to us, and there are many paths that they show us. If we find one, if we're fortunate, then we find a master who shows us an excellent path, or maybe if we have somewhat less good fortune, we find a sort of middling or mediocre teacher who points out a middling path. But if we can find a really excellent spiritual master, that is extremely fortunate. There's a story that I will tell from the time of the Buddha, Shakyamuni. a time when there were a great many spiritual masters in the world. And there was one who was a Brahmin, and he had one student whose name was Midungwa. Now, this Brahmin had many students, but among them, Midungwa was really quite exceptional. He was extremely intelligent. He was the son of a minister, so he had a lot of worldly connections. He was also extremely strong. He could he had bested over 1,000 men in wrestling matches. He was an excellent student. He was really kind of the favorite. Now this Brahmin master had a wife. And the wife had kind of a crush on Midungwa. And because Midungwa was such a diligent student, he never really paid any attention to her, but she was really trying to get some time alone with him. And one day the Brahmin went off to teach for a period of 3 months and left.
でね、でね、でね、でね、 땅아 다오슴기링라 다오슴기링라가 다 저기요. 당 그런 개념도 로마 기 롭투 망부 개념도 최소래 개념도 최소. 다 계량기다 나나 대거래 다 간도 다 잠디 나나 대거래. 다 계량 지기 데 롭투 개투 지기 개투 롭투 지 계량라 되네 로바적인 지 고거래 그런 거 들어와 저와 되게 로바적인 고거래. 다 계량 수 수 제나 가사레스 그런 게밀라 드네 조화기 라바레 이렇게 잠재되게 다 드니 재미기 다 지금 오늘 당부 셈라 가사디 다 미등화 생인데 어 미등화 생인데 오늘 장내기 다 응알라 숭줍제 앙 당바 숭줍 미젠다기 숭줍제 그런 뽀 톱 첨부 릭버 첨부 드니 메시기 에 제게 제신다는 듣고 여사래 보면서 이 제부야 여사래 보면서 이 제부 제부시부 여사래 되네 간서 미신다길래 잡투게 딱고 믿음마도 신다기 제대로 말했다 믿음한테 갈라 승접적인 앙당보 욕 욕분 승접적인 욕부적인 앙당보 그런 코디 샤로제스 코디 샤로제르 샤로제스 때 공샤래.
So the Brahmin teacher said to his wife, I'm going to be away for 3 months. I'm going to bring a lot of my students with me, but I don't want to leave you alone. I will leave someone. You should have someone to look after you while I've gone. Who do you think it should be? And because of her desire for Midungwa, she said to her husband, oh, I think Midungwa would be the best one to protect me. He's very strong. He's very smart. He can protect me from any trouble of any kind. So please leave him behind with me. I think that would be best.
Tene tsumugi tsumbu chamgi, tene kongla kongi da chiki dhobal lokwa inbe chedu, tene jawa mangbochi samre, jawa mangbochi korangi chedu samdugona, midungwa sengende kon bemesegi lama korangi lobonla deba chembo, lobonla bemesegi korangi yakbo, tsutimi shei yakbo sunghe, indu, tanga kyarang ngarangi lamagi ngarangi lamagi khandore ngarangi dende chege che tsawani yomares sani ni yomare kuran sani ni yomare de delum sani che yomare nga kyarang ngarang ni lamagi res de ndu sani yong mares pe mes kuran pe mes trim ya ko sung he pe mes ki ta tinde yindu ngar sani ni yomare.
So the Brahmin teacher left for 3 months. And the wife was really, she kept approaching Midonwa out of her desire, but he had enormous faith in his teacher, and he had great discipline, and he said to her, "This would be totally inappropriate. You're my lama's wife, and I'm his student, and absolutely no way." He very firmly rejected her.
근데 결혼은 결라양 그 기긴기 칸 지키짬 칸도인도 결라양 대바 당마도 대사원에 대골라 작베골라 짜니메스.
And furthermore, you're my teacher's wife, so I could not possibly have any desire for you for that reason. I have faith in you instead.
데네 공기 칸로디베 메시기다 지금 라베니까 干了，对，咱们的公路上嘛，对，都路上嘛，对，对你不，对你我上嘛，住不的我上嘛，不是就，没人嘛，不是就，不是就，这呢，他的这车，公路的，咱们车过的，来的我了，可能干这都不的，别没事都不的那啥送，我上嘛，对，都路上嘛，对，肯定都过节省，肯定开车送是。
So there was really nothing she could say in response to that, but it made her extremely angry. And so she just kind of, she didn't reply. She just stewed for the rest of the time that she was alone, or the rest of the time her husband was away, and she was very angry. So then, when the 3 months had ended and her husband was about to return, she ripped her clothes and scratched her face and bruised her body. And so when her husband saw her, he was very shocked and said, "What happened?" And she said, your student, Midonwa, did this to me. He attacked me, and I had to defend myself." So she told him just the opposite of what had actually happened.
Then da jamse di pe mese gongba tsumre da. Pe mese jamse di gongba tsumni. Gongba tsumre de ine lamsang 코랑 비샤 동샤 제나 동토고 말에 가려서나 코디 롬보 챔보기 부고 인도가 빼 메세 파워요레 파워 챔보요레 빼 메세기 챔보 인도고 다치 다 가에 제투고 말에 다 동양 토고 말에 비양 토고 말에 독자 가에 제투고 말에 어 독자 제마토도 독자 가에 제투고 말에 다 가르 제고도 삼로땅 되고 다 개개 담자 챔보 개개인데다.
So of course the lama was extremely angry on hearing this, but he didn't actually do anything right away. He realized he couldn't just kick out Midonwa or beat him up because he was the son of a minister, and so he had to be very careful. He couldn't take his normal kind of revenge right away, and he wasn't really sure what to do. He thought about it for a while.
니마치게 기겐 챔목이 담세 기겐데기 데네 땡갈라 코랑 직부 깨당네 저와 미동아 직부 깨당네 데네 갈라 땡케 뱀메세기 담세기 담아 담세기 담아 데 수직라 수직라 데 메스 다다버도 데네 사와인스 키치부라 담세기 상황이 되게 있어. 데 결혼 년고레스. 데네 sumareo.
And so one day, sometime later, the Brahmin teacher called Midungwa in to see him alone and said, I have special Brahmin oral instructions that I have never given to anyone. I am going to give them only to you. They're very secret. Listen carefully.
Then lo lama chimbo nga damga nang rojes ta ko damga shure ta damga nang rojes deni damga nang do damga kar nang ware sna kyo deni damga kar sung ware sna kyorangi mi tongra jik se mi tongra jik se ne deni mi re re gi sormodi tup deni ke la ka deni tongra jik gi sormudi tongraji sormuta chang mi tongraji se sanin sormuta ta ke la gonsa du ki changba ngosu jegere da changba la changba de ngosu ki tongraji ta mi se sa du tini la changba tini la changba ngosu jegere da sedangwan nangre.
So Midungwa said, oh yes, please give me these instructions. And Brahmin Lama gave him these instructions. He said, you must kill 1,000 people. And each person you kill, you have to cut off one of their fingers and make them into a necklace and wear this necklace. And when you have gathered the fingers from your 1,000 victims, you will be able to see the god Brahma directly.
Then ko getu dipe mesegi korang pe mes rigdup chambo indungala o sokchena sokchena nga sokchena tini sokchena kandrejeni kandrejeni changba ja thugure de je thug marwa de kandre de de sen korang gigen la labare.
But Midungwa was smart enough to think, if I kill 1,000 people, how could I possibly see Brahma's face? This doesn't make any sense. How could this be? And he asked the Lama that.
De jamze de la pe mesegi nu chiki sem jurtuwegi jurtuwegi nga ta nuba shibuyo sare ta kiran ningin mindu tini koron tes chike 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 namju jabu te tini kongi tini jamzegi nga ki nuba jabu chiyo sare raldi gala raldi gala tini pu jab raldi gala nuba sem wang jirwa di loma di sem angjurwegi da nubati che tene raldi de ta lomai lakpa te ondo tene lamsang tene loma di pe shedang kongdo lang yore shedang kongdo lang lang.
And the Brahmin Lama replied, you didn't listen to my instructions, you are not a good student. And he, through the power of his mantra, he basically like put a spell on him. And he took a sword and kind of imbued it with harmful power from the harmful mantra and put the sword in his hands. And when he did that, enormous anger arose in the mind of Midungwa. It was sort of enchanted by this.
Tene raldi ki kene, tene raldi kene, ta mi ta sege sangma se dogora, mi sangma do dogora, ta mi sangma dogo, se, kongi mi gubja gubju gogu, bardo se sare ta, surmo tage chi, mi gubja gogu tamja se sa ne, ta tama tama mi sangma do dogora, suji do dogo, tene ko korang pe tang chene kalaya me mi sangma do sa indigolo, tene korang ama, ningje ngai pugu de den regi dukja chasong ta, korang ama kalatega leondo, tene ama se dadik chigore ta ko.
So with that, he took the sword and began immediately killing everyone he encountered everywhere. And in very little time, he had actually killed 999 people and accumulated all their fingers on a necklace that he wore around his neck. Finally, there was really no one left in the whole area, and he had just, this had all happened in a very short time, and he was exhausted and weak because he had done nothing but kill people and cut off their fingers. He had had no food, there was no one left around. But then he saw his mother coming toward him, bearing food out of compassion for her poor son, who had had nothing to eat. And so when he saw his mother, he prepared to kill her.
Dene amagi da kyeong miseni da de cheja mare kyeong amaseni chamebeng le chamebe le mado kyeong gi de cheja mare wa dene 인지민지 되네 그냥 솔모거나 된가이 솔모제나 되기를 봐 인지민지 가세고에 민도와스 된대지 코니 깨샤시 제드고나 깨샤시 된대기 깨샤시 제드고나 된뜸바야나 뭐 조배산지 주바 주바지 개롱이 주바지 패네 된이 패대래 건조살라 패 코니살라 패용을해 주바지 산지 기타 솔모테와 솔모테와 두웨 둘라밥라와 두웨 둘라밥도고라 둘레 둘라마밥나 펜나야 펜토고 말에 대갑 대도 되는 두웨 둘라밥 밥아요 밥래도와
And so his mother said to him, "What are you doing? This isn't dharma. This is this would be one of the five most heinous actions to kill me. This is not dharma. You don't want to do this. If you need my finger, just take my finger. You don't have to kill me." And so they're arguing about this. And right at this moment, the Shakyamuni Buddha perceived this. Going on and he knew that it was time that the time was ripe to tame Midongwa. So if it had not been the right time, then it wouldn't have worked. But this was the moment. The moment had come to tame the mind of Midongwa. So the Buddha emanated as a monk and began walking toward them.
Tene da amadi sha, tene da de pagi da java di segins na pa java I jela pa mese juk do reta amadi da sha yang miji thongsong miji pa mese dere ta java di se chido.
So when Midongwa saw the monk, he said, "Okay, forget about my mother," and started to go after the monk, and just started to pursue him very quickly.
Tene. The Tawadi Gale Cheta Gale Chedogore Tene Kongi Jela Dedu Kase Ronayanda Sungugo Mare. Oi, Tawa De Sun Na Gaduyan Dede Kares Kerang Gaduine Dodo Kares the Sumba.
So the monk was walking very slowly. But Midongwa, even though he was going as fast as he couldn't catch up to the monk. And so he started calling after him, "Wait, wait, monk, wait, stop." And the monk said, I've stopped. You're the one who hasn't stopped."
Kerang nga gatuine de debare. Kerang nyomomba shedangi, katuina shedangi, to shimbares, the to shimbares, Nayan katuina, tene, dedekai, sundugana, tene cookie sembade, samlotaiaches, pe, samlotai, chadugana, tene, samlotaichin, samlo des journey, tene, korangi samlo des shiwachane, tene, rimbejani, kong ta, sanji, rimbejani. Tani, Shedang, Galega, Lega, 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 Shine, Dinu Korang Korangi Senla, Dinu, Surmotoma, Surmotoma, Dinu Korang Dravache, Nyamnenje, Jema Korang, 다디 콩드니 자주메고 황토베 다케랑 토에 된대기 러지어레 디니 계획신인디 약보지 퉁나 디니 람양도 저도 거래 계획신이 약보지 마토나 소소 람 친절로 버티려고도 인도 베메세 계신보다 소소 이렇게 딱지 다니 냠는제야 돼 베메세 계신보래도 와 내가 시다 직당 계획신인 걸 담주 디지 담주디 직게 열에 엄마 열에 담주 돈하는 열에 담주는 엄마 열에 디 내가 있어서 봐 말해 담주는 엄마 돈하는 열에 다디 디 공이 생라 소름 쳐와 세기도 와 소름 쳐와 제마 공 냠는 제네 제네 자주문 거면 토백이 직게 루지 열에
You're the one who hasn't stopped through the afflictive emotion of your anger. Your anger keeps going, but I have stopped. This is what the Buddha said. So Midungwa thought about this, and his mind changed. And his mind became peaceful, and gradually his anger... Then he...
Taina da da pesa son son joba shuk chumbo ke. Tene be mesegi shakba che. Tene nyamlen che. Joba shuk chumbo che. Shakba che. Nyamlen che. Indu wala che. Tene loju yore.
So his mind changed. He developed immense regret for what he had done. He confessed all his wrongdoing. And so gradually in this way, his mind became greatly pacified. And he became a monk. He practiced with diligence, and he attained the level of Arhat. And his name was in Sanskrit Angulimala, which means necklace or garland of fingers. If we meet a good teacher, then that teacher will point out a correct, true path. If we meet the wrong teacher, we could have an incorrect path pointed out to us. So we need to use our intelligence to examine the teacher and the path, and this is very important. This story really is true. I didn't make it up. This is really historical, the story of Angulimala, who really did become an arhat through his practice, even after doing all this. This is a story from history. Whatever non-virtuous actions we have done, if we practice the Dharma, we can actually gain attainment, no matter what it is.
Tini janju sem sengende kandere sena tini chidang janju sem sengende cheke karla gore chiki ningjedang sherap ni chiki nyamdu rawo chiyore ta janju sem sengende ningjedang ningje changbayang mayimba tela ningje segere ti sherap changbaya maimba changyu sem sengende cheke ningje ya yo deke sherap ya yo deke labdu khande chi samlo dang gore sa cheke ningje gi o semje na pen tok gore cheki sambe kulong che semje na pen tok gore cheki sambe kulong cheki yore da dedi kulong de ningje se gre semje na pen tok gore cheki samba kulong di dila ying je segere ine semje la pen tokore chegin sa ma pen ga pen gande je thogo do pen gande je thogo do pen thotan gande re tini sherap do syore tina la sherap yore dangbo semje la pen tokore chegin sa me kulong ke dela ying je segere tini ying je dela tene tini gande je pen tokore do Pentola, Inji Minji, the Susu Yakbuchik, Sherab Yakbuchik, Sherab Yakbuchik, Gogudu, Sambe, Kulung Chiki, Ninja Dang, the Sherab Ni Yamdu, Jabuchiana, the Nejiki, each Samlena, the Nijanju Semdi, Janju Semgi Yamendi, the Nejikin Janju Semgi Yamendi, the Nejire.
So this is the way in which we take refuge. The main refuge is in our own selves and in the Dharma. Now when we talk about bodhicitta, bodhicitta is composed of compassion and discerning wisdom together. It's not just compassion. And it's not just discerning wisdom. It includes both. The aspect of compassion is the motivation of thinking, I want to help sentient beings. So that motivation is compassion. And then we have the thought, how do I help them? And that is the discerning wisdom. So first we have the compassion, which is the motivation of thinking, I will help sentient beings. And then on the basis of that, how do I help them? And so we need to have good discerning wisdom. We need to have both compassion and wisdom. So this is the practice of bodhicitta.
Dondani, Rabusumer, Dondani, Janusem said Dondani, Duni, Senna, Surni, Duni singing. Tanjigi, Simjen, La Miquada, Sherabki, Tini, Sherabki, Zogjan La Miquas, Sherabki, Zopichanchu La Miqua.
Sopichanchu.
Ninjigi, Simjen La Miqua, Sherabki, Zogjan La Miqua. Roba, Sopichanchu La Miqua. Kanje, Janusem singing the Janu Sem saying in the Gandares, Dundani di Yamlin diona, Janu Sem diore. Rava, Dundani di Yamlin diona, Janu Sem diore. Ninjiki Semjanamik Pagi, Iki Dundachi Yamlin de Tang, Sherab Gizogjanamik Pigi, Yamlin di Duni. That Duni diona, Tini Janu Sem diore, Tatun, Duni say, Dunis. Janu Sem Yamlin di.
So bodhicitta has two aspects, two purposes, you could say. One is compassion that focuses on sentient beings, and the wisdom that focuses on the attainment of perfect Buddhahood. If we have both of these, then this is bodhicitta. We need both the compassion with reference to sentient beings and the discerning wisdom that is focused on the attainment of perfect Buddhahood. And if we have both, this is bodhicitta, the aspiration for enlightenment.
Kasan Gavanergo Sharibu Tatican Tongba Sharibu Tetavena Tongba Nila Sukme Troame Dushime Dujime Number Sheba Me Singendi Takanji Gandar Tene Pumbunga Pumbunga Tini Mepartengore Pumbunga Mepartengore Kanji Kasan Shuba Nandar Chiki nga 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 jinsa di pumbongares tini pumbunga jindunga la pumbunga mebar to na tini nga mebar gansa ki dangme tindunga la pumbunga mebar tem tembi gi dendares ta tini chire
So that was on refuge and bodhicitta. And now we'll return to the Heart Sutra. So we left off toward the middle top of page 3. Thus, Shariputra, emptiness has no form, no feeling, no, we could say, perception, no mental formations, no consciousness. So, as we saw yesterday, the five aggregates do not exist. And this I that we grasp at is grasped with relation to or on the basis of these five aggregates. So if we realize that the aggregates do not exist, then we realize that this self that we cling to does not exist.
Tene de kitang chike chik chenrik pegi da chike chi ngopogi chike chi ngopogi da ko meba chi ngopodi chike chung chike tenla phapgore de ine chenrik pegi nangi semla di zane danda throwa singing down dushi singing down number sheba singing di sani khonjogi danda lakpa yang thuyo mare lakpa thugo mare danda tini ta disu nganju nangba sanje pagi di chike throwa ine ta chike tenla phap goya dushi yang tenla phap goya tin duji yang tin pe ta tenla phap goya pe mesin nangshe di da di chike rimbe rimbe jeni nangi semdi da chiki nangba sanje begi nangi semdi mesegi kishin ge ba tashin tawa mesegi da chiki tela phagi do pe takchi dangi do tin cheri koi chingo bu chipu la takchi dangi do nga jo nangba sanje pe di chingo bu mai ba nangi semla sem khoron la tin sem di gande do takchi dang sem di gande do gande re sha sem khoron ti takchi dangi do Tidhi gharisa na, tini semdi yakpochi ki takchi tangso na, tini kanji kandar chiki changma jungsa rabuji, kale kaku chasang jungsa rabuji, dungi chasang jungsa rabuji, chi da ki ngopuma imbaji, nangi sem korona redwa. Mese kale kaku kare junga ita changma susu sem korona junga redwa, sem korona.
Scientists can examine outer phenomena and analyze them into smaller and smaller and smaller elements. But they're really not able to examine the mind in the same way, which we understand to include feelings, conceptions, consciousness. They can't prove anything about the way the mind exists. But in the Buddhist teachings, we examine and analyze in order to gain certainty about the emptiness of feelings, perceptions, and so on. The understanding of the internal mind is extremely elaborate in Buddhist teachings, and so we need to examine it carefully. Science examines external phenomena very carefully, but not the inner mind. So we are looking at our minds to see how it is what it is. And if we examine the mind really well, we see that it is actually the source of all suffering and really of everything, that everything comes from our mind. And that is why so much is taught in the Dharma about the mind. The five aggregates are empty, and so that preceding line was the explanation that the five aggregates are all empty. And next is the explanation that the 12 sense bases or ayatanas are also empty. So the eye sense base, the ear sense base, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. These six are empty. The physical ones, and also the external sense bases of form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and phenomena are also empty. So the text reads, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no, I would say, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, nor anything. You could also say for the last one, no phenomena. So these are the 12 sense bases, and they are all empty, just as the five aggregates were shown to be empty.
Dene de jema de kam jobje singin de yorewa kam migi kam mebane labdota migi kam nawe kam ne kam je kam lugi kam yigi kam kam dukje rowa dene yigi ombo dukje dene bar yigi number shebe kam bar do labde barla dene gari yoresna De barla, din gariore, din sugi kam, dai kam, di kam, roi kam, reje kam, chui kam, che, yulduki kam, duk chewa. Din sheba duki, shep kam dukti, migi number sheba kam, nawe number sheba kam, ne number sheba kam, che number sheba, lugi number sheba kam, igi number sheba kam. Kansi miki gozu ne, tamadi, igi number sheba. De bardu, slavduk, de ta kam jobji di. 간제 감접제 감접제디 매벌 땡기도와 다 간제 당 감 당범 미기 감당 감 담아 이 감님아도 땡미도와 대 버달라 가려서는 감접제 요리와 대 상마 땡니 버도 영어 동발에 스랑시요 말에 땡기도와
So those were the 12 elements, I'm sorry, the 12 sense bases. And next is a sort of abbreviated list of the 18 elements. It begins, no eye, faculty, potential. This term is also called element. It seems a little tidier. So we could say no eye element, no mental element, no mental consciousness element, and none in between. So the in between is where the ellipses are. So to go through them one by one, no eye element, no ear element, no nose element, no tongue element, no body element, no mental element. So these are the six sense powers, the first group of six of the 18 elements. Then we have the six that are external forms. So no form, no sound, no element of form or sound or smell or taste or touch or phenomena. So these are the elements that are the objects of the six senses. And then there are the six that are the six consciousnesses. So when it says no mental consciousness, yeah, this translation is very good. Right, so up to no mental consciousness element. The consciousnesses begin with the eye consciousness. So there's the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, and mental consciousness. So those are the six consciousnesses. So we have the six sense powers, the six sense objects, and the six consciousnesses making, and each of these is considered an element. So this is the list of 18 elements, and so that is what is meant by none in between. They just went from the first to the last of each of these categories. All of these are empty and without any nature of their own.
Nangyama pechata dungona tati pungbunga singinde kiche chungni singinde kamjuje ta karachini sungde na tentan chu nyamnen je dungona chu nyamnen je bekap su pendo kayami do dawo a de karachini pungbunga denda me ba be mangbo je sungde gi do samsamje kiche chungni karachini ge singi da mikki da ti kamjuje de denda kayami wa dawo je 에 자, 디다디, 디다, 디다, 디디, 간디지, 추가, 냠플링, 제하, 가. 라고지, 냠망아, 배차, 충중, 부갑수, 배차, 따뜻한, 댄데, 댕겨, 그나, 그나, 댄데, 댕겨.
So we talk about the five aggregates, the 12 sense bases, the 18 elements. I learned about these when I was young. We read about them in the text, and I thought, what does this have to do with practice? What is this all about, really? What is the meaning of this? Why is this important? It doesn't seem to have anything to do with practice. This is what I thought when I was younger.
I was like, Pumukapsu, Sheba des ma tingo, tingore. Tinin Kiche Kapsu, Mangchewa, Zuk, Mangchewa, Zuk, Miki Kiche, Dabudan, Zukiche, Mangche, the Zuk, Mandabu tingore. In Kami Kapsu, Tene, Zukia Mangu tingore, Tene, Sheba Mangu tingere, Kami Kapsu, Zukta Sheba Nicha, Jeva tingore, come. Chiki, Toto, the Dutch kids. Pendo Gamma, what of you, Denzo Nambo, you know? Pemis Kitchen Borisha.
We think of this I as a solid thing and as a single unitary thing. But if we look carefully at it, we see that it is not. It is composed of all these different things. So if we look at the five aggregates, we see that our body is just one of these aggregates, and the other four are mental. So this entire thing of the five aggregates is not one single thing. It's not one solid thing. And then when we look at the 12 sense bases, they elaborate the body further. So it is not just one aggregate of the body. This body aggregate actually can be further broken down into these other aspects. And then when we look at the 18 elements, we see a further elaboration of both the our physical body and our mind. So we look at what seems to be this solid thing, and we discover that is not one thing. And this is helpful to our practice. We can look and see what is consciousness, what is our body. They're made up of these different things. So it actually it helps our practice to think in this way. And that was my experience. At first, I thought these categories were really of no use, but actually they're very important and helpful.
Tene kande chik nae natos naro ches karma khaje chik la kande naro ches.
So we'll stop here in the text for today. We could have a little discussion for a few minutes if you like.
Regarding the sense consciousness, the sense, the five senses, how were you, what are we calling the faculties? So is the external, so-called external, say for example, sound, and then there's the organ, the ear, and then the consciousness. Which one of those are you calling the faculty?
Wangpo, Wangpo nga yore, tene yul nga, tene namshi, tene Wangpo serna,
カレです。音符線で時短機。音符線でスプーンの波。ミックトン、ミックタ、ミキ音符。シェバケ、シェバケ、トゥエギ、タミキネ、音符、サルメメトタブユース。サルメメトタブ。ね、ね、ない音符、ロギゼルチボタブ。てね、こう。だてんで、コランコランギターでシェバ、シェバ、ない音符、カレです。ない音符。で、あ。
그래
가디네 센디님도 직계 대화체 제기도 근데 오늘 예배게 저도 와. 지금 먼저 흉내 예배는 다 단다 세력이 동원이 다 다다다다 투구를 단다 딘사.
What we're calling the faculties are the actual physical powers of the organs. Or the power within the organ. So, for example, the eye faculty is within the eye itself. The eye faculty that sees is something that is said in the text to be shaped like a flax flower. And the faculty of the ear is like a burl, a knot of in wood. And the nose faculty is like copper needles, and I don't know the tongue. The tongue, the taste faculty is like a half moon, and the body faculty is like like the soft feathers of a bird. So these things, actually, scientists have examined and discovered that there really are such things, or something very much like what is written in the texts for our senses, our sense powers. So in general, we've found that what's written in Buddhist texts is being borne out by scientific research.
I was listening to you describe this this morning. I was thinking about relative and inherent existence, and I'm wondering about the relationship between that and emptiness. I'm wondering if it would be fair to say that things exist relatively but not inherently, and if the lack of inherent existence, is this what we're getting at with emptiness, or is emptiness greater, more, is there more to the idea of emptiness than merely not having inherent existence?
Mm-hmm. So your question is the lack of inherent existence in phenomena the same or as emptiness, or is emptiness more than that?
More than that.
Okay. The lack of inherent existence is emptiness itself, exactly.
Is Buddha nature the same as unbounded space?
Dewa shekwe ningpo dang tamebe namka ying dang chikribe. No.
Tamebe namka di chi ngopo. Tamebe namka di chi ngopo shikore. Dewa shekwe ningpo di semgi neluk shikore wa betkoron kakare.
Unbounded space is an external phenomenon, and Buddha nature is the internal mind. Is it the nature of the mind?